First off, good basketball game. Had some opportunities there, and proud of our young men. There was a lot of back and forth through the course of the game. Notre Dame hit some big shots. Got to credit Notre Dame as they always do. They had a couple big shots. We were up seven, and we had a turnover too. But they hit some shots, big shots. In overtime, we got up two, and we overhelped on off the into the post and got lost on a guy. And Wirtz hit a big three. Then of course Wirtz hit a big three at end of regulation. But really proud of our young men. I really believe we're getting better. This is a tough way to lose. These stink. Those type of losses. But we just got to hopefully get going, get hot, and put a string of wins together, and hopefully that starts on Saturday. But credit to Notre Dame. Everyone knows how I feel about Coach Bray. I think, he's one of the best coaches in the country, and has run one of the elite programs in America. And so I'm a big fan of Coach Bray. And but proud of our young men, and that's the life in the ACC. Tough loss.
Kelly.
What happened at the end of the half? You stayed out and talked to the refs quite animatedly for a few minutes after.
I didn't think there was a Miles Kelly got. I don't think that was an offensive foul, and it was a over the back. It was a carry on the play, so it was a big 5-point swing. But again, that's nothing against the officials. Those three officials are high level officials. They're really really good, and that's just part of the deal. There's going to be some things, and so that's not the reason we lost or anything. So that's what I felt that in that sequence there was a big 5-point swing, and I just felt that was an offensive foul, and I felt it was a carry that allowed them to hit a three at the end of the half.
Ken.
I'm guessing you started Javon and Rodney thinking you could.
Jalen had a thigh contusion. Didn't practice and was questionable for today, and we couldn't play him based on his injury. And he was cleared to play, but with him out not practicing and not being full 100%, I was just a little bit concerned on that and how much he would be able to help us in that situation. But so I went with that starting lineup.
Kelly,
what was the final play supposed to be the missed corner three by Kyle? What were you guys trying to do? I know you had a little bit of time to run it, but it seemed like you couldn't get the inbounds clean.
Well, no, on the out, we were trying to go to an ISO to Javon and Franklin, and I got to watch on the tape. I thought the pass was a little too much over top of his head. We tried to get to a 1-4 low action, throw it to him, and just let him rip and drive him. And but the pass was a little too high on the at the elbow.
Ken?
You took a good number of threes. Did you think that was kind of?
We missed a lot of open threes. I mean, Lance Terry had a great look. So he was 0-for-4. I mean, Debo had some great looks. He was 0-for-6. Tristan hit a big one in the corner, and he had a couple good looks. Kyle made some, but Lance and Debo, I thought, were, they're 0-for-10 combined between those two, but I thought those two had great looks, and you got to tell them to keep shooting it. So that's just part of the deal. You got to make shots.
I was going to follow. Like, it seemed, at least statistically speaking, they were vulnerable inside. Was it a point? I mean, I remember you started the game too.
Yeah, we wanted to go points in the paint, and we had some drive opportunities, but I mean, those guys had some wide open threes. You can't tell them not to shoot those open threes. I mean, Debo's a career 40% three-point shooter, so is Lance. They just, of all nights, they're 0-for-10 tonight. Bad night for those two to be 0-for-10. But they had good shots. They were open, wide open. I mean, it's just hard for them to turn that down to try to just drive it. They're just that wide open, and they're 40% shooters just from three, and unfortunately didn't fall for us tonight.
Kelly.
Davon and Kyle have both been struggling. Davon, maybe 15-plus minutes, Moose, with the four fouls and play.
Yeah. I thought Davon played at a high level. Had a turnover late in that baseline. I don't know what happened there. I thought he got fouled on that drive. I thought he did. So I got to watch the tape on that. But either way, I thought last three games Davon's played really well. And he had a double-double tonight. I mean, he had 16, 10, and 7 assists.
And Kyle.
Kyle. made big shots that second half. Really proud of Kyle. And he got a great look in the corner there, open for three. And, I mean, couldn't ask for a better look. And he made some big shots to throughout the course of the game.
Ken, you got another one?
Yeah. I would imagine this. I mean, all losses hurt, I know. But this one, you had a chance at it. And on the road and everything, I imagine this the frustration must be really high.
Yeah, I mean, you know me well enough, Ken. I don't maybe show the losses. You know, I'm able to, you know, because being in my position, I got to be positive with the guys. But, you know, internally, it takes a while for me to get over losses. I mean, it eats for a long time. So, but externally, I got to, you know, we got to move on because we got a game Saturday. So my whole thing with the guys, we got to be real positive, upbeat. But yeah, there's no question internally it will eat at my stomach for a long time.
Anybody else got one?
Cool. Okay, thanks guys.